love us so much that you gave your Lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You came into this world that we might have life. Lord, we would ask that you would open our understanding this morning and help us to see something more about that lovely man that came from heaven, the Son of Man, your beloved servant and son. Now, Lord, we would ask that you would, by your Holy Spirit, shine light upon the pages of Scripture, that we might freely understand those things that you would reveal to us. We'd ask this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
No, I just had some tea before that.
I'm going to lay hands on you. Suddenly.
Lay your hands. That's true.
Very good. No, we just...
That's about this guy.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to see each one here today. Let's turn to our Gospel of John. In chapter 1. And we'll read from verse 35 to the end of the chapter. And we can read around, read in Mandarin.
我们用中文读了，顺着读下来。
约翰福音的一章三十五节到一章结尾，这里边跟纠结。约翰福音新约一章三十五节，再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。看见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说。
拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说：“你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住。那时约有深正了，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的弟兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：我们遇见弥赛亚。”
于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看见他父亲是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是彼得。
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来，跟从我吧。”
这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈、彼得同城。
腓力找的拿但业，对他说：“摩西律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位。”
我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人的耶稣。荷兰继续。拿单业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”非利说：“你来看。”耶稣看见拿单业来，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
拿单业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”
耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说：“因为我说，在无花果树下底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。”
So, this is Jesus' first disciples, four men, four disciples.
那就是耶稣第一批的门徒四个人。
Now, our attention has already been directed to John's testimony last week. We looked at John's testimony.
那上一周呢，我们主要的关注点是在约翰，施洗约翰的见证，给耶稣的见证上。
And you'll see that in verse 29.
那就是二十九节。
There we find the statement, "Look or behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
这里说呢，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
That was his testimony, and he ends that testimony by saying in verse 34, "I have seen." And I testify that this is the Son of God.
这是他的见证，然后呢，他的见证结束在三十四节，说我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子，就是耶稣。
Now John didn't just imagine this, or it wasn't his own opinion. God, oh sorry.
所以约翰并没有想象，或者是他自己的意见，他说这个是耶稣，啊，这个是神的儿子。
Because in verse 33, we read that God gave him a supernatural understanding of who this Messiah would be.
因为呢，在三十三节呢，上帝告诉了施洗约翰一个超自然的，一个方式来，见证这就是那个要来的弥赛亚。
He says there in verse 33, I would not have known him except The one who sent me to baptize with water told me, "The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain, he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit."
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
And we saw last week what the sign was. The heavens were opened.The Spirit of God came down in the form of a dove and rested upon the Lord Jesus.
我们上一周都知道，就是天开了，神的圣灵就像鸽子一样降下，最后落在了耶稣的身上。
And then the voice of the Father came from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
所以这时候天开了以后呢，父在天上的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And so the sign was given. John was the one who introduced the Messiah to the nation.
所以这样的神迹，显明了施洗约翰就给世人做了个见证，说他就是那个要来的弥赛亚。
However, what John said was, "This is the Lamb of God who's going to take away not just the sin of Israel, but the sin of the entire world."
而且呢，约翰这里做了一个特别重要的声明，就是这个神的羔羊不只是除去以色列人罪孽，是除去全世人罪孽。
So this was something by inspiration that John spoke.
所以这一定是在圣灵的感动下才能说的，不是他能够理解的。
Now, so John then was the announcer or.He was the one to introduce Jesus to the nation, and the nation of Israel was prepared by God to receive the coming world Savior.
所以，以色列人呢，在当时是神要预备他们到一个状态，能够来接受。那个要来的是全世的救主，约翰呢就指向这个救主，基督呢来证明耶稣就是这个人，就是个基督，就是个救主。
This one who had come would be so unlike anyone else that ever stepped into the world that the world would not understand him at all.
这样的一个人来呢，会不同于全世界曾经有过的任何一个人，而世界呢，恰恰却不能理解他。
So, the nation of Israel was prepared by God through the prophets, through the pictures of the Old Testament to be ready for this one to come. They were
犹太人呢，在旧约的先知里面，神预备了好长时间，让他们来准备好，来接受，接受谁呢？就接受这么一个除去罪孽的救赎主。
We'll see in a little while how unique this one was.
一会儿我们会看见这个人是多么的不同，多么的特殊。
But I just want to look at John the Baptist just for a minute.
我们再看一点点施洗约翰的内容。
He was just a voice crying in the wilderness.
他其实只是一个声音，在旷野喊着的声音。
His purpose was to prepare the way for the Lord God Himself.
他的目的是预备道路，为神，就是耶稣降下来，来预备道路。
And again, as we mentioned earlier, it was the signs when he was baptized that were for John when he would then open the door to Israel. Or open the door to, for the Messiah to present himself in a public way.
所以他预备这个道路呢，是通过施洗的方式，然后呢，把这扇门呢，就给以色列人接受的这个救主来服侍他们，来除去他们罪孽，这扇门给打开了，就是他圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上，耶稣的服侍就开始了。
I want you to turn with me to John chapter 10.
我们来看一下约翰福音的十章。
There's a parable, a little parable here that the Lord teaches, and we won't go into it in depth because that's we'll do that when we come to John chapter 10.
这里有一段小的经文，我们不会今天详查，因为我们以后会查到这一段。今天我们只简单提一下。
And he said, if you'll read verses. 1-6, please.
1-6节。我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处进去，爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的，才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他。因为认得他的声音，羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说什么意思。
Okay. Now, notice that it's a parable here. It says in verse 6, Jesus used this figure of speech or parable. It's translated parable. The word there is paromia. Which is what we use the word for parable. And a parable is a saying that uses a figures of speech or uses some language, and it has a parallel meaning, a spiritual meaning. That's a parable.
所以第六节讲到这是一个比喻，耶稣开始用比喻跟他们讲这个话。那比喻的意思就是它有一个背后。有一个属灵的含义在后面，他只是用一个大家能听得懂的故事来教导大家一个真正属灵的真理，就是一个比喻。
Now they didn't understand.
他们不能明白，不能明白这个里面的真正属灵的意思是什么。
But they should have.
但他们本来应该是知道的。
As in the Old Testament, we have many of the great men of God were shepherds, weren't they?
因为我们在旧约都知道，很多神伟大的仆人都是牧羊人。
And a shepherd is one who looks after the sheep.
那牧羊人是那一位看顾羊群的。
Elders of the church are called shepherds.
所以教会的长老也常常被叫做牧者。
And the Lord Jesus is called the great shepherd.
那耶稣呢被叫做大牧人。
And in this parable, he's talking about himself.
这一段呢，耶稣在讲他自己。
And he's talking about the ones who should have been looking after the spiritual well-being of the nation as shepherds. The ones, the Pharisees, the religious leaders were supposed to be shepherding the nation, the children of Israel.
他这里也讲到那些本来应该牧养以色列群羊的，就是那些法利赛人，他没有这么做。
he says that there is only that the gate to the sheepfold or the sheep pen needs to be opened up.
在这里说呢，那个门进到羊圈去的门呢，需要打开啊。
In verse 3, we read there that the watchman opens the gate for the shepherd.
那看门的就给他开门。
So that the, it says in verse 2, the man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And the, so the watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they'll run away from him because they don't recognize the stranger's voice.
对，所以这个牧羊人呢，他会把自己的羊领出来，然后自己的羊的，跟着他走的时候就认识他的声音，羊也不跟着生人，因为不认识生人的声音。
Now in the Old Testament, and you can go there in Ezekiel chapter 34, for example.
旧约里呢，比如说以西结书的34章也讲到相似的内容。
In the Psalms, in Jeremiah,
在诗篇在耶利米书都有。
And Ezekiel, many places it talks about Israel being the sheep fold.
对，许多地方都讲到以色列人，作为一群羊的这个故事啊，1400页旧约。
And Israel are the sheep in the sheepfold.
那以色列人就是这一群羊啊。
Ezekiel chapter 34, the whole chapter there is concerns the false shepherds of Israel.
那整个三十四章，整个以西结束的三十四章都在讲那些假的牧人。那些没有做到真正牧养工作的那些牧人。
But here I want to look at one verse that speaks of the prophecy of the Lord Himself coming as the shepherd.
那这里呢，我要看一节经文，就是已经预言到耶稣自己要来成为那个牧羊人的一节经文。
Please notice verse 11.
11节。34章11节。
For this is what the sovereign Lord says.I myself will search for my sheep and look after them.
主耶和华如此说，看哪，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。
And so the people should have understood what he was talking about.
所以人们应该明白他在说什么，就是一当耶稣来的时候。
And here the sovereign Lord manifest in the flesh.Had come to seek his own sheep.
这里耶稣来就是来应验这些经文，主自己道成了肉身，来到地上来寻找和拯救那失散的羊。
But how are they to know who the real shepherd was?
那他们怎么知道那谁才是那真的那个牧羊人来的呢？对吧？既然他要来，到底是谁
？Would it be someone that got the highest grades in the rabbinical schools?
是不是这个学校里长得最高的呢？
Or the most wise of the rabbis?
或者拉比这个里面最聪明的那个？
No, there was a watchman that would open the door.
但是呢，不，他们有一个看门的，要给他开门，所以。所以那个比喻里面的看门的是有一指向是谁、啊、
There would be one to watch and see, and he had the door, the key, and when the Lord Jesus was revealed to Israel on the day of his baptism, John the Baptist opened the door.
所以当耶稣来，他要来牧养他的以色列群羊的时候，谁给他开的门？施洗约翰给他开的门。
And that's what we've seen here is John said, "I testify that this is." The Son of God.
这就为什么是约翰在这里说，我来见证，那就是神的儿子来除去世人罪孽。
And so in this passage that we've read today, it's the Lord Jesus now he is calling his own sheep out from the fold out from among Israel.
所以耶稣来呢，就是要把他的羊从以色列人里面带出来，就是从以色列的那一群羊中带出来。
Now there's a term you'll run into when you read the Old Testament, and the term is the remnant.
所以有一个词呢，在旧约里面呢，你们可能会要熟悉一下，就旧约经常会提到的，就是余民、余数、剩余的意思。
As the apostle said, not all of Israel is Israel.
因为呢，使徒们都说了，并不所有的以色列人都是真以色列人。
What he's saying is that there were believers and there were unbelievers mixed in that fold.
他讲的其实就是有信的，有不信的，都混在那个大群里面。
But when the porter opens the door for the shepherd to let the sheep out, he calls them. He doesn't go in. He calls them out.
所以呢，当那个施洗约翰给他开了这个门，看门人给他开了这个门呢，他来叫他的羊，他不愿意进去，他在外面叫他的羊，那他的羊认识他的声音，就跟他。
And in a picture, we see the pen is like the old law of Moses. There wasn't freedom there.
所以在一个比喻，这个比喻的图形里啊，图像里，你会知道羊被关在哪里，被关在一个羊圈里。这个圈就像旧约的律法一样，是把你框住的，是把你圈住的，没有自由。
They had in the pen there was they had to follow the law and do the sacrifices and over and over and over and over again, and it was a legalistic system.
对，所以在这个羊圈里面呢，或者在这个律法的约束下呢，他们必须得献祭，他们必须得按照这个律法的这个要求，一年一年一年一年的去做，是完完全全的，一个律法主义的方式。
And says that when the gate is open, it says the sheep listen to his voice, they hear his voice.
所以当门打开了，羊圈的门打开的时候呢，羊就认识他的声音。
And he, what's his voice say?Come unto me, come. He calls them out, doesn't he?
他的声音怎么说呢？他说来，到我这里来。
And he leads them out.
然后他就把他们领出去。
Then it says in verse 4 in chapter 10 again.
我们回到十章，约翰福音十章。
It says when he's brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them.
然后第四节，十章四节说什么？前面三节讲开门，然后羊听了他的声音出来。第四节讲，他就放出自己的羊，他自己在前头走。
And the sheep follow them because they know his voice.
因为羊之所以跟着他，是因为羊认识他的声音。
Remember, I've told this story before, but I've seen this in actual an Eastern shepherd, a Bedouin shepherd, who called his sheep and they would come. They knew his voice.
因为我告诉大家，也许以前告诉大家一个这样故事，我以前见过。一个真实的牧羊人，他们就是这么做的，他就是叫的，叫了以后他的羊就跟着他，因为他的羊认得他的声音，这是个真实情况，也是这样。
We were traveling a number of many years ago. We were when you could travel more freely in the Middle East. We were traveling from Amman, Jordan, down to Petra to see that ancient city of the Edomites.
所以我们以前去以色列的时候呢，是从约旦河约旦这个位置一直往西走，去到帕加那个方向，那个去，对，还在这个路上，他看到。
And it was a long journey by bus, and the driver stopped down in the mountains of Moab, to let us get out and stretch our legs.
然后呢，这是一个很长的旅程，然后司机呢，大巴士司机呢就在。摩利亚应该是摩押山呢，这个边上停了一下，让大家休息一下。
It was a Bible students trip, all young men.
那个这是一个圣经学校的学生的旅行，所以大部分都是孩子，都是年轻人。
And so we were quite noisy.
然后我们是非常吵的一群人。
And we got out and we were as usual, we were talking and speaking about various things and.But there was a Bedouin shepherd who had a flock of sheep and goats very, very close to the road.
然后呢，当他们下来，不是做了长途旅行下来，肯定大家就是聊天嘛。你说一句，我说比较嘈杂。 啊，这时候呢，有个贝都因的这个牧羊人呢，一群羊呢也在路边上，就在不远的地方。
And of course, there was very little traffic on this road, this small gravel road, and so the sheep started to become agitated. They weren't used to a lot of vehicles and so on.
但是呢，因为这不是一个车流特别大的路，所以呢，当这群羊呢在这里的时候呢，它有点被吓着了啊，又不是太适应来了一个车，来了那么多人。
And there seemed to be a danger of these sheep and goats running away.
然后呢，他们羊就以为来危险了，就羊就开始骚动，就开始跑，就开始往四周跑。
And this Bedouin, he had a staff in his hand and he was dressed like Abraham. You'd imagine Abraham.
然后这个贝都因人呢，他手上有个杖，穿得像亚伯拉罕，一看就像这个样子。对。
He started to walk away down into the valley, but he began to speak. We could hear his voice speaking.
然后呢，他就走到那个山谷的里面当中去，然后他就开始说话了，他的声音也能听到，就是当时的。
And the flock all settled down, and one by one they fell in line, and they followed the shepherd down across the valley.
然后呢，这些听到他的声音呢，这些羊就开始安静下来，然后呢，一个一个的排队。就一个的就走到他那里去了。
They knew his voice.
因为他们都认得他的声音。
And they followed him.
然后他们跟随。
An illustration of this. And here we have a story today of four disciples.
今天呢，我们有。
That hear the voice of the Savior. They come forth out of Israel, out of the pen. And they follow Jesus.
那今天呢，我们就会读到有四个门徒，他们认识了耶稣的声音，认识了那大牧人的声音，从羊圈里走出来，跟随了这个牧人。
So let's go back then to John chapter.
好，那么回到我们主体查的这个约翰福音的一章。
The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples.
在次日呢，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
And he was, that is, his disciples. They were, John had made disciples. That is, they were baptized by John. And they were true believers who were waiting for the Messiah to appear.
那约翰的两个门徒的意思呢，就是他们这两个门徒都是被施洗约翰也施洗了的，然后他们是真的悔改了，在等候神国降临的两个人。
Because John's message before Jesus came, John's message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that meant the Messiah was coming.
所以在耶稣来之前，施洗约翰，传道的主要信息就是天国近了。你们要悔改，因为那个弥赛亚快来了，所以大家要悔改。这是施洗约翰讲的核心的信息。
So these were part of that little remnant that we talked about earlier.
所以呢，这两个门徒呢，就是我们刚才讲到的以色列的渔民当中那个余数当中的两个。
Even in the darkest days of history, God has always had a little remnant.
那即使在最黑暗的时代里呢，上帝依然会保守。一小部分神的子民，以色列的渔民。
And so these two disciples that were with John, they were expecting the Messiah to come.
那这两个跟随施洗约翰的，他们就在等候，弥赛亚来。
And John, it says in verse 36, when John saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
所以三十六节，他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”
No, it doesn't say that John actually said this to his disciples. He may have. It seems like from the way it was something that he said from himself.
所以这个不太像是约翰转身去教导他的门徒，更像他自己。看见耶稣以后，从里面说出来的一句话。
The word "look" that we use that is translated here is actually a word better translated, behold. We talked about that last week.
所以这里说的看呢，又是我们上次讲到过那个词叫 behold， 就是 look 这个词它不能更深的表达这个意思，对，所以是 behold 更准确一点。
When we look, use the word look, we think of our vision, of eye, of what we see out there, an exterior view. But behold, it has more the idea of reflection, and that's what the word means. It's more of reflection. It's more of the impression that we get from what we look at.
所以看呢，更多的是外在的，你的眼睛所抓到的信息。是一个被动的状态 ，behold 呢，是你真的被他的形象被他所抓所影响了，就是一个主动的，就是你感受到了他的里面的内心，就是 behold 是一个主动的，看是一个被动。
So there was something about the way that Jesus walked that struck John to say those words.
所以一定是在耶稣行走的时候，有耶稣里面的一些东西深深的震撼了使徒约翰，他抓住了他。
Now maybe it's hard for us to imagine that by just looking at someone, you could say that this person is different from everybody else you've ever seen.
所以这个有点让我们难以想象啊，就是只是看见一个人，你就觉得这个人和其他人不一样，这个比较难以想象。
What was it that makes him unique? Made him unique?
那什么让他显得极其特别呢？我说是耶稣吧。
I have a little office at UBC.
我在 UBC 那有个小的办公室。
And it's in a brand new building.
在一个新的这个建筑里面。
And behind my computer screen, I have floor to ceiling glass.
在我的这个电脑的后面呢，有一个从地板到顶的一个玻璃墙。
Well, actually, it's from the desk level up.
是从桌子。往上的一个，不是从地面往上，是从桌子的高度往上有个玻璃墙。
And the street in front of me is the thoroughfare of one of the busiest thoroughfares for the students coming and returning to the university.
然后呢，在这个玻璃墙的外面呢，是学校里面最最繁忙的一个集市啊，反正学生呢就进进出出就在那里。
And most of them are walking by. I see them walking and walking.
大部分人呢，他们就在走啊走，因为学生嘛，就在里面走来走去走。
And I look at the people, the way they walk, and what they're trying to think what's going on in their minds.
然后呢，我就看见人们走啊走的，在这个外在的这个形式啊，我就在想他们的心里在想什么呢？
I see a lot of people when they walk by, they can't see me because of the reflection, but I can see them, and it's like a big mirror for them, and I see them as they're walking along.
所以呢，当他们走的时候呢，因为我往外看，我看得很清楚，但他们从外面往里看呢，他看见是一面镜子。他看不见里面，所以
照镜子
对对对，他们走过的时候，他们快照照镜子，梳梳头啊什么的，理理衣服啊什么的。
I see others walking along, and you know they're walking on, their heads are down, and you know they're going like this, you know.
那有的人呢就低着头猛走，一直走。
You know, you see all different people walking, but Jesus walked differently.
你看见不同的人来来往往，但是耶稣他行走完全不一样。
See, when we talk about a walk, we're talking about a character. This is what walk means. What kind of character is this?
所以当我们讲到行走这种时候，这个深层次属灵的含义呢，就是他的性格。 所以一个人的行走其实就是一个人的信仰。
What set Jesus apart from every other person?
那什么讲到让耶稣跟我们完全其他不同的人分开的是什么样的？
And that is what he was occupied with.
那就是他是对什么所占满的他的心。
You and I are occupied with our things.
因为我们是被我们自己的事情所充满的。
There's a student going to the chemistry building.
那有一个学生进到化学楼里去。
I wonder if the professor will accept my lab report.
我不知道，很忐忑，不知道我的教授愿不愿意接受我这个实验的结果。
Here's another one, late as usual for class, going very quite fast.
那有一个学生就总是迟到，这次又迟到了，所以就这么跑。
And of course, there's the ones who are looking, you know, they're occupied. Everybody's occupied with their own things.
当然，也有在清水园里使劲整理衣服的，所以每一个人都是，被自己心里所要的占满。
But here was one that came, that his eyes were heavenward, but he took in everything else on the earth.
现在来了一位，他的里面是。从天上来的，他的眼睛里透露出的灵是从天上来的，但是呢，他接纳了地上的一切的事情。
You and I are taken up with our own will, our own lives, our own things.
我们自己呢，我们的心里是被我们的想法、我们的意愿、我们的需要占满。
But the Lord Jesus was completely occupied only with the Father's will.
但是呢，耶稣他里面完完全全只被父的旨意所占满。
He says, and I got a quote here. I came not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
那耶稣曾经说过，他来不是来做他的事情，不是要行他的旨意，而是要满足，要来完成父的意愿。
And so his walk displayed.This character of a man that was fully given to God's will.
所以他的行走，他的性格，是反映了一个原原本本、完完全全把自己交给父神的这么样的一个人。
And John could see that.
然后约翰能看见，怎么样
？And he said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
所以约翰深深的被震撼了，他才说 "Behold," 不是说 "Look," 而是看呐、啊，神的羔羊。
What was the Lamb of God for?
那神的羔羊是来干什么的呢
？But to completely give up his life for the Father as a sacrifice.
全然的把自己的生命交给他的父，成为一个祭，来赎我们的罪。
He said, "I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many."
他说我来不是来被服侍的，而是要把我的生命，交给人来服侍。
And as such.He walked like no man ever walked.
所以这就是说他行走他的性格不像任何的地上的人。
Every motion was to fulfill the will of his Father on earth.
因为他每一个行动都是为了来成全父的旨意。
So we have these in verse 37.Did you want to say you butt me butt in if you wanted to say at any point?
You know, I was just, it was interesting what Eric was saying about the sheep. And I was just reading just a second ago in this book that God who created everything, everything will respond to him. Even the sheep, as he symbolizes mankind as sheep, we, if we have a willing heart to really find God, seek him with all our heart,We will find him, God says that. But, you know, all the other animals, when Jesus calmed the storm, you know, we were reading in Mark, if you remember that book, he has control of all of creation. It's all under his control. Mm-hmm. And the sheep that are symbolized as human beings, we are also, if he wants to force us,to do something, he can. But he is sovereign, and he does not force people to do what he want to force them to do. But he wants us to come with willing hearts. When he says he calls his sheep by name, it just used to puzzle me. It used to really get me confused that if God is all-powerful, right, and how does he know who belongs to him, who are his sheep, if he doesn't interfere and force them to be his sheep? But because God is powerful and sovereign, he knows the beginning to the end, and he knows his sheep.
所以他就讲到这个羊嘛，他对羊很有感触，就是说呢，上帝是一个创造宇宙万物的主，那他在一切的事情上有主权，那他为什么给我们这样的自由的选择？就他找他的羊，他是叫他的名字，他不强迫他，他不干涉这个羊的自由意志，这个羊当他叫的时候，这个羊是自己愿意出来，所以他说这件事情呢，曾经以前很搅扰他，他说这个。他怎么知道哪只羊是会出来的？但是我们人的正常理解就是，我要那只羊出来，我一定要干涉它，我一定要左右它的意志，我要强迫它，或者我用方法让它出来，但是呢，我们的神是从亘古到永远，他的能力超乎我们的想象，那他不干涉我们的意志，他也一样知道哪只羊是他的羊，他会出来，听了他的声音就会出来。
See, we don't understand all of God's creation and how it works, but they say that if you play music to plants, they will respond to the music. And other things that God has created, they respond to God. They respond to His nature. But we don't understand how it works.
对，我们都不知道这个是怎么样的原因。那为什么我们会回应神的很多的话语？会回应他，然后为什么那些羊听见了声音，它就会出来？这个只有上帝知道。
Now Eric was talking about John, who was introducing Jesus to Israel. You see, the shepherds of Israel were waiting for a Messiah that would conquer the Romans and set up his kingdom, and they would be part of his kingdom.
所以那个时候的以色列人呢，他们一直在等候。有一部分人一直在等候那个弥赛亚要来，因为他们一直是在殖民者的这个统治之下。
So when the religious people sent out these men to ask John who he is, they were hoping that he would be announcing the Messiah that's coming, that's going to conquer the earth.
所以当那些宗教领袖去问施洗约翰，他是谁？他们盼望呢，施洗约翰。说呢，那个或者是他，或者是要来的那个是来统治地面的，是来帮助他们推翻殖民统治的一个弥赛亚。
But John is saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." That's not what they were expecting.
但是施洗约翰却说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”这个完全不是那些犹太人想要的那个王的形象。
So right from the beginning, these religious people.Did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以在最初的开始呢，这些当时的宗教领袖们就根本不相信，也不愿意相信耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And because of their disbelief, he started speaking in parables.
所以正是因为这些人的不信，耶稣就开始不用谜语讲了，就用比喻开始讲。
So that only those that had a clear, clean heart.And really wanted to seek the Lord, they would find out these secrets that were hidden.
只有那些真的有一颗纯净的心，也等候盼望弥赛亚来的人们，他们就会去思考，就会去明白这些比喻的意思。
He was saying to the religious people that you say that you aren't blind, that you see, but you don't see. And those that could see that he is the Messiah, the one that we're waiting for.
所以他对那些法利赛人说呢，你们说你们能看见，其实你们是眼瞎的，你们看不见谁是真正的弥赛亚。但是那些眼瞎的呢，神却让他们看见。
We don't read all that much about John, in the scriptures, but it says that he was the highest of men that was born unto a woman. And we don't know all what's involved in that statement, but this man John was the greatest of men born of a woman. And we know that he is like the best man in a marriage. Christ had appointed him as the best man. He was introducing him to the nation of Israel.
So, 圣经里对借着耶稣对施洗约翰的那个评价是非常高的，说是妇人所生，兴起没有一个大过施洗约翰的，就是施洗约翰是地上的人里面最好最好，已经做到最好的就是这样。那但是天国最小的比施洗约翰还要大，就是你要剩下的就必须要在耶稣基督里面你得着了救赎，你的罪完全得赦了，那才是重生的。就是没有重生的人里面，施洗约翰跟妇人所生已经是人能做到最好的。
Now these two disciples that were following John, they were close with God. They wanted to know more about God and the Messiah. And when Jesus, when they heard that this is the Messiah, they wanted to follow him. They wanted to follow Jesus. Because Jesus could tell them more of what their heart's desires were.
所以这两个门徒原来跟随施洗约翰的，其实他们都在等候呢真正的弥赛亚。所以当施洗约翰指着耶稣说这是神的羔羊，他们就跟随耶稣去，因为他们的心是盼望弥赛亚。
Their hearts were ready.
因为他们的心已经预备好了。
And your hearts are ready. That's why you come to learn the word of God.
这也是为什么大家愿意来听，因为我们的心也预备好了。
So thank you for coming out.
非常高兴大家来。
So now, verse 37.
那37节。
We have these two disciples. They, when they heard John the Baptist say this, it was as though the voice of the Savior was calling them. They heard his voice. The voice of the Holy Spirit, really.
对，所以这是其实是从圣灵来的声音了，然后这个声音呢，就启示了这两个门徒，这两个门徒就愿意跟随耶稣。
And so they followed Jesus. They left John, and they followed Jesus.
所以他们离开了施洗约翰，跟随了耶稣。
John the Baptist could only take them so far, couldn't he?
所以施洗约翰只能把他们带到这个位置，不能再往前。
Once he had introduced them to Jesus, then his work was done.
当他把他们介绍给耶稣了以后呢，施洗约翰的任务就完成。
Now, these two men made the greatest decision of their lives, didn't they?
那这两个人做了他一生当中最重要的决定。
That would affect their whole future.
那会影响他们整个的未来。
These would be two apostles.
那他们会俩成为两个门徒。
And So that, what about John the Baptist? Though he's lost two disciples.
那这施洗约翰怎么办？他丢了两个门徒吧。
So what is he going to do?
他怎么办呢
？Happy.
Well, that's exactly it, Nicole. Thank you.
他会很高兴。
Yes.
他会很高兴。
He is happy, because he said. He must increase, I must decrease.
因为呢，施洗约翰说，他必升高，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Isn't that the picture of a soul winner, someone who goes and seeks to tell others about the Lord Jesus?
这个有没有像一些寻找失丧灵魂的那些人呢？他们去找到很多人，告诉他们关于福音，关于耶稣基督。
The idea is not to get disciples for ourselves, followers of us, but to we direct them to Jesus that they might become followers of Him.
Amen. 所以这个里面的目的不是说带人到我这里来，到我们这里来，而是呢告诉他们关于耶稣基督，耶稣必兴旺，传道人必衰微。
And so John's work then is now coming to an end.
所以施洗约翰的这个工作呢，就到了一个尾声。
He's opened the door.
他开了门。
to Israel.
给以色列人。
And the Lord Jesus is going to, as the good shepherd, is going to call them out.
那个大牧人，那个最好的牧人，要把自己的羊。
So verse 38, he stops, he turns around, and he saw them following. And he asked them a question, what do you want? Verse 38.
那三十八节说呢，耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？
Do you think that he didn't know what they wanted?
你觉得耶稣真的不知道他们要什么吗？
When the Lord asks questions, it's for the person that he asked the questions to answer.
所以当耶稣问问题的时候呢，他往往是也要他问问题那个对象自己心里面去思考这个问题，让他们自己去想一想。
So there's many questions that we have in the scriptures. The scriptures oppose many questions for us.
其实经文常常会给我们带来很多的问题。
And the answer is that for us to answer, is it not? Our response to that?
所以这些的问题其实是我们里面那深深的那个责任或者我们的响应啊，会去回答这些问题。就是你当你问了以后呢，你自己慢慢就会有答案。
What did they want?
他们真的要什么
？We find that they express it this way.
他们这么来表达的。
And Rabbi, which is a very respectful address of a person.
他说拉比是在当时非常尊敬。一个人的一个称呼。
It doesn't mean just teacher, but it means a most respected teacher.
他不只是称作老师的这么一个称呼，他是一个备受尊敬的老师的称呼。
Now they had left John the Baptist, who was the greatest man that ever lived on earth.
因为他们已经离开了施洗约翰，那是曾经地上有过的人里面最好的一个人。
So their estimation of the Lord Jesus must have been that much more.
所以他们的盼望呢，那耶稣一定比施洗约翰要更好。
How much more they probably didn't understand.
啊，好多少他们可能大概不能明白。
But they wanted to find out.
但他们想知道，想要明白。
And so they said to him, "Where are you staying?"
他们就，你住哪里啊？
What did they want? They wanted to get to know him. They wanted fellowship with him.
他们想知道，就是他想更多的了解，有更多的爱的关系跟这个新的老师。
Can we come for a visit? Is what they're saying.
所以他们潜台词就是我们能不能去拜访一下你啊，到你那里去待一待。
May we spend some time with you?
我们能一起在一起待一段时间。
What did the Lord say there?
那主怎么说呢？
One of the most beautiful words in any language.Is come.
那一在任何的语言里面，最美的一个词之一呢，就是来吧。
Come, and you will see.
来吧，你自己看，啊，你真的。
So we'll continue this after we have our break. I think is there any?
Yes.
We'll
have a short break. 那我们等一会儿休息一个短暂茶歇之后，我们再继续后面的内容。好，一起做一个祷告。
I guess now we could ask the question, what were the disciples looking for? The question that was on their minds was fellowship, wasn't it?
所以当耶稣问这个问题的时候，我相信在门徒们的脑子里，他的答案就是我们在找什么呢？我们在找那个团契，爱的团契。
Certainly that they wouldn't have expected to see a great mansion where he'd be staying.
所以当他们想去寻找的时候，其实他们脑子里并没有预期，其实最后找到的是一个如此巨大的恩典和大厦那个房子。
The Lord Jesus was a stranger on earth.
因为耶稣呢，在地上来说其实是个陌生人，当每个人碰见他的时候，他是个陌生人。
Remember what he said about his living quarters or his living arrangements? He said the foxes, they've got holes in the ground, and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
所以当耶稣描述他自己在地上的生活的时候，他用了一句什么样的经文来说呢？他说狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，但是呢，人子就是他自己却没有枕头的地方啊，就他枕头都没有地方。
Someone has suggested that he may not have had a house at all.
所以很多人都怀疑他甚至自己其实自己连个住的房子都没有。
It may have been just a booth made out of branches and so on.
所以应该就是个小亭子啊，用一些小树枝叶子搭起来的这么个亭子。
It could have been that simple.
可能就这么简单的一个地方。
Because every year, at the end of harvest.At the Feast of Tabernacles, the children of Israel, they built these little booths, and they lived in them.
因为每一年呢，在收割之后呢，以色列人会过一个叫住棚节的节日。在这个节日里呢，以色列每一家都会搭这种棚子，大家住在里面。
It was a reminder to them that they had been in the wilderness before they had their possessions in the land.
因为这是当时在旧约里。上帝告诉以色列人，过了一个节日，要提醒他们曾经在旷野，在进到这个迦南美地之前，在旷野就这么待过很长的时间，住棚子。
And so the Lord, it's not unlikely that he lived in a booth like that, made of branches and just a shelter from the sun and the rain.
所以完全可能的。耶稣也就是住在这么样的一个棚子里，只是挡挡雨啊，遮遮太阳。
It's not likely that he needed anything more.
因为的确他也不需要再更多的东西。
It would be the same for us today if we went camping.
今天我们去 camping 的时候啊，也一样啊，也就是要这么一点东西就好了。
With a tent.
一个帐篷。
You know, it's very similar, but we don't know, of course, and that's not the important thing.
那这个不是最重要的点，我们也不知道这个细节。
The disciples were interested in him, not in his living arrangements.
因为门徒们，是感兴趣的是他里面的东西，而不是他住的地方。
So in verse 39, he invites them to come and see.
所以39节，耶稣就邀请说：“你们来看。”
And so they, it says they went, and they saw where he was staying.
那他们就去看他在哪里住。
And they spent the day with him.
这一天便与他同住。
And it was about the tenth hour.
这就是深正了，深正应该是下午三点、四点。
Isn't it strange that it would mention the hour?
那很有意思啊，这里提到了时间啊，深正应该是四点，深出是三点。
When was the tenth hour?
第十个小时，深圳是什
么 ？The tenth hour, yes. If you reckon by Jewish reckoning, that's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
如果你按照犹太人的那个算时间啊，第十个 tenth hour， 第十个就是下午四点。
But if you reckon by the Roman time, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning.
但是呢，你如果按照罗马人的就是我们今天讲的这个时间的第十个小时就早晨十点了。
对。
And because it says they spent the day with him, it would sound like it was more like 10 o'clock in the morning. Because it says that they spent that day with him, it makes more sense that it was about 10 o'clock in the morning. That's like the same as we reckon time from midnight.The Romans did the same thing. They had two 12-hour portions of a day.
所以这里，因为他那一天并和他们同住，所以这里有可能也真的是早晨的时间。
But it's not important. The time is not important.
时间并不是最重要的。
Really. But why did the Spirit of God actually put it there is the question.
那为什么圣灵带着约翰写这本福音书的时候要把它记下来？
The only thing you can connect it to is that it was remembered by John. John was one of the disciples there that had, John the apostle was with Andrew. He doesn't name himself. But he says it was about 10 o'clock. And the time of day, it doesn't mean anything. But for him, he remembered to the hour the moment he left John and went with Jesus.
So you mean this too, one of is John, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll find that in the next verse.
所以这里的圣灵为什么留下来这一段记载呢？ 一个很重要的原因是写这本福音书的人呢，是使徒约翰。 使徒约翰呢，就是这两个人之一，在这时候他没有讲到他自己，另外一个人叫安德烈，所以使徒约翰自己把这个时间记下来。那这个时间为什么重要？这是使徒约翰离开施洗约翰，去到耶稣里面的那个时刻，这是他一生最重要的时刻，给他记下来。
And I think, don't you remember the moment you decided you followed Jesus?
你记不记得你决定跟随耶稣的那个时刻呢？
The moment that you decided, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus.
那一刻你说是的，我记得，我决定跟随耶稣。
The moment you settled in your heart, right? When Jesus asks the question, he knows the answer already, but he wants you to settle it in your heart. This is what the answer is. Okay? It's for your good that he's asking the question. Not for his good, because he knows already what the answer is, what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Now, when these disciples wanted to ask him, where dwellest thou? Where do you live? You know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes people, they say to him, to me, they said, we want to come and see your house. And said, what about me? Don't you want to come and see me? You want to come and see my house? Right? But they wanted to learn about him. He knew that, okay? But I had a little nephew when he was quite young. He went running to Santa Claus.
Complicated story. 让你有一个坚定的心，说我要跟随他，我要去看看他，我要想更多的知道他。那这样的一个时刻呢，对你的重要性比对神要大得多。神知道，但是他要问你，让你里面告诉自己我去，我要去更多的了解他。所以这样的时刻，约翰就记下来了。那这就是说呢，以前呢，有些人说，哎，我要到你家去看你的房子。这个说，那看我的房子，我怎么办呢？你不想看我吗？<笑> 你就感兴趣看我的房子吗？所以，主总是要我们更多的去认识他，所以这是一个特别重要的时刻。这两个门徒呢，想要更多的认识上帝，去跟随耶稣。
When my nephew was quite young, we were walking on the sidewalk. There was a Santa Claus. It was winter time, and there was a Santa Claus on the road on the sidewalk. And my little nephew went running to the Santa Claus, and the Santa Claus says, what would you like? What do you want? He knew already that that little boy wanted candy, okay? He wanted candy. That's why he went running. He knew Santa Claus gave out candy, okay? Now, here's a similar situation. They knew that he had all the answers to their questions, and they wanted to be with him and learn from him. Not his house. He went traveling from place to place to place to place, preaching the good news. He had no home. He had no place to lay his head. So they were hungering and thirsting to learn from him.
所以他们就像他有个小侄子，以前过圣诞节啊，有一次远远看见一个圣诞老人，他带着小侄子走的时候，小侄子一看到圣诞老人就冲过去，然后呢，就圣诞老人就问他。 你要什么呀？就路上，就是路边上这种西方的过圣诞节。他说你要什么呀？其实这个圣诞老人完全知道他要什么，他就是要糖嘛。每个小朋友到圣诞老人面前不要糖，要什么呢？对啊，所以那耶稣问我们这个问题，问两门徒问题，也是他知道答案，但他要这两门徒知道。 你要的真正是什么，因为没有人真的愿意去看耶稣的房子，他没有房子，他没有住处，对吧？他没有，他就住在这种自己搭的棚子里面，这个不是什么需要看的，他要看的是主，是耶稣自己，是去跟随他。
So that that day was how sweet the time must have been for those disciples to have him all to themselves. Made a great impression, especially to the unnamed disciple. And we read there in verse 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. Who was the other one?
所以四十节我们看见，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，另外一个是谁？因为这样的时刻对他们来说都印象深刻，尤其对这个没有在这里命名讲出来的另外一个人的那个门徒，他非常印象深刻。
There's no question who wrote the book of John.
那是谁都知道这本福音书是谁写的。
That was John the Apostle.
这是使徒约翰写的。
That's the testimony of the most ancient authorities.
所以这个是最古老的一个福音书之一啊，这个权柄就是从使徒约翰出来的。
Disciples of John himself. I'm trying to think of his name. It almost comes to me. It's a Greek name. His disciple that knew John, the Apostle John, he is quoted by a later writer as saying that John wrote the book. I don't know how you translate all that stuff. So.
所以他就说呢，是约翰使徒约翰的一个门徒，是他的一个门徒，传下来告诉大家说，这本书就是使徒约翰写的。
And so others as well. The testimony of the history is that John wrote this, and it would be typical of the author not to want to put his name in the book at all.
那也有其他很多的证据，历史的证据指向这本书就是福音的，对约翰福音就是使徒约翰写的。然后呢，在福音每一本福音书里面呢，它都有这么一个特点，就是当他讲到这个作者自己的时候呢，都会把这个他自己的名字就隐掉了，他不会彰显他自己。
He refers to himself a few times through the book, but never names himself.
他每次都暗指了他自己，但是没有把他自己的名字写出来。
Turn to chapter 13, John 13.
约翰福音，比如说约翰福音的十三章。
Verse 21, the Lord is telling his disciples in the upper room that.One of them was going to betray him.
那耶稣呢带他们到那个多少节？二十一节。耶稣说了这话，十三章二十一节。耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：“我实在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我。”
Now the disciples were all surprised. Verse 22.
然后二十二节呢，门徒们都很诧异。
And his disciples stared at one another at a loss to know which of them he meant.
然后每一个人都不知道是到底是说的是谁。
One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
That's John.
这就是约翰，就是作者自己。
John refers to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved.
所以约翰呢，把自己称作呢是耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
He's not saying that he loved him more than the other disciples.
他并不是这么说，他说我比其他的门徒更爱耶稣，他不是这么描述自己的。
What John is saying is, he loves me. He loves me.
约翰只是在说呢，耶稣爱我啊，他也爱我，他是我就是他爱的那一个。
I'm the follower that Jesus loves.
我是那一个耶稣所爱的跟随者中的一个，我是那一个。
He loves everyone, doesn't he?
他爱每一个。
It's obvious from his sacrifice.
就从他的献祭为死在十字架上，已经显明了他爱每一个。
But how many have actually received and accepted and fully believed in that love?
有多少人真的接受了，愿意相信这样的爱呢？
John was one of the three, Peter, James, and John.That were the three that were closest to the Lord.
那彼得、雅各和约翰呢，是有三个最离主最近的那个门徒。
And and we find them in the upper room here. That the question was the disciples. They didn't know what he meant about this person. Was one of them was going to betray him, but one of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. See.John always tried to occupy a place next to the Lord Jesus. As close as he could get, he got.
使徒约翰呢，你看他侧身挨进耶稣的怀里，他总是在离耶稣最近的位置啊，他总是要抓住那个主，他离他要近一点。
So they're sitting around, and Simon Peter said to John, Ask him which one.
就像这一桌哈，就这最后的晚餐了。最后，因为耶稣说那个，说要有人要背叛他，所以呢，那离耶稣最近的是使徒约翰离他最近，所以西门彼得就问，告诉约翰说，哎，你问问主，肯定是就是这么一个场景。
So he leans back, close, very close to the Lord Jesus.
所以他靠在耶主的这个身边啊，就问他啊，非常近。
And that says, Lord, who is it?
他说主啊是谁
？And then John refers to this incident in John chapter 20.
然后约翰就
John chapter 21 rather.
约翰福音的21章。
And it refers.To John here, Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and said, Lord, who's going to betray you? And so on.
Which
verse?
Verse 20. 21章20节。彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒？”所以这里面你讲得很清楚。
Well, that's why most commentators believe that it was John that he's talking. He doesn't want to mention his own name.
所以他只是不想说他自己，彰显他自己。所以这里很明显，这个讲的那两个门徒之一就是约翰。
And so this call of the disciples was.What we call a personal call, his official call, is recorded in the Synoptic Gospels, where he sits down and he calls 12 disciples and he names them. This is a little different. The Lord, it's a personal call here.
所以这是一个个人的呼召，这个不是一个正式的，像十二个门徒当时。神是正式的给他们十二个门徒有个正式的护照，让他们成为他的门徒。但这个是一个非常个人的，让他们跟随他。
I just wanted to say, Eric was saying that these disciples were closest to the Lord. Now, closest, when the Lord deals with a person, depending on where they are spiritually, in relations to the Lord.If they're ready for the next step up or the next step up, then the Lord takes them that one step up and the next step up and the next step up spiritually. But if they are not ready, their hearts are just drawing back, they will stay behind, okay? These three men, they were ready, their hearts were ready to go up to the next step in learning about the Lord, and the Lord could teach them and they could understand, and the next step up and the next step up. Mm-hmm. These were closest to the Lord's heart.
Peter, James, and John.
Peter, James, and John.
神爱每一个人，但是为什么会有远近的区别呢？关键在人自己，就人的心，他有没有预备好？不是每个人的心都预备好了，愿意去更深的了解主，因为我们的心会有地上很多的事情来搅扰。所以，对于已经预备好的，比如说彼得、雅各、约翰呢，那他们就会愿意更近的接近主。那主随时愿意把他自己启示给所有的人，那只看你自己有没有预备好。 所以预备好的这三个人呢，他就离主就越来越近，越来越近。这个是在主身边远近会有差距的最主要的原因。
And John was a man of very tender heart. He was very close to the Lord, and he wanted to learn more and more about the Lord. And the Lord took him to these higher levels of spiritual knowledge.
所以使徒约翰，使徒约翰他是一个非常非常柔和的人啊，那他特别愿意了解。 主也愿意亲近主，所以主就能把他带到一个更高的层次。So
you know, that's the important thing is to know our God, know His character, and want to learn more and more about Him. As we learn more and more about Him, we love Him more and more.
所以当我们越来越深的了解我们的主呢，我们就越来越能够爱他。We
realize the beauty of His character when we learn more and more about Him. The more knowledge we have about Him. We see how wonderful He is, and we can't help but love Him more.
然后我们越深的看见他，看见他那荣美的形象，看见他那爱我们的本质，我们就没有办法再去说我爱主。这是一个很自然的状态，就是你越深的了解他，你就越爱。When
these disciples were invited by the Lord to come and visit Him in His place. He revealed to them so much that their lives were just utterly changed. And they just wanted to follow Him and sleep with Him and eat with Him and go wherever He went and everything. They just wanted to be one with the Lord.
所以当这些门徒们见到耶稣的时候，他们的生命就发生了特别大的改变。他们看见了最宝贵的东西，他们就愿意一生跟随他。
And the Lord had great plans for them in the future because of their willingness.
那耶稣也对他们有，因着他们的愿意和顺服，对他们也有特别美好的一生的旨意。And
He treats us the same way too.
然后呢，主也是这么带领我们。If
we have willing hearts, He will take us up to heights that we would never imagine.
那如果只要我们愿意呢，他就会带我们到一个更高的高度，我们从来没有想象。He's
got a plan and a job for each one of us.
他在我们每一个人的生命里都有一个工作的计划。
What Eric can do, I can't do. What I can do, the Lord has given me a special job. He's given you a special job. He's given Lang a special job. And like John, the Baptist, he had a special job. And then his job came to an end.
所以每一个人都有特别的神给他特别的托付。那比如说Eric弟兄能做的，我们不能做。那对我们呢，对你们呢，神都有一样的。 特别的工作呢，会带领我们去做。在当时，对约翰这些门徒们也是一样。So
don't think that the Lord, you know, giving these people a privileged place because of something, but it's to fulfill His purpose. Each one of these men was to fulfill the purpose that God had for them.
所以每一个人在这里，神都要完成他在这些特别的人身上那特别的旨意，在一生当中。
And us as well, God has a purpose in our lives to fulfill what He wants done. If He wants me to do something, He will provoke my heart. He will tell me, and spiritually maybe, in reading His word, and He wants me to do something. And I should be ready and willing, with a free heart, with a joyful heart, to say, Lord, I'm ready and willing. You want me to go to Africa? I will go to Africa. You want me to stay here at 16th Avenue and serve you here? I will serve you here.
而神带领人呢，绝不勉强。他一定是让你预备好了，让你从心底里愿意。你跟他说呢，主啊，我就愿意。你想让我去非洲，那我就去非洲；你想让我待在这儿，那我就待在这儿。全部是在我们自己愿意的情况下，他带领我们走完。 他预备要我们这辈子走完的那个路是非常美好的。
You know, we might think of these men as great, great men. But you know, the little things that each saint or every believer does for the Lord is the thing that makes up the whole purpose of God. All the little things add up to that whole purpose of God. And God doesn't take us as insignificant. What little that we do, the ladies that wash the dishes or do the sweeping of the floor or something, the Lord takes notice of all that. And it's all added up together for His great purpose.
然后呢，神的一个特别大的目标呢，它是由很多很多的小事情组成的，它不会忽视任何一样事情。比如说，在洗碗的姊妹，在做一些很小事情的打扫的一个姊妹，神全都看见，神也全都纪念。他不会像人的说法是某些东西更重要。所以他说我们的肢体每一样肢体都重要。所以。神的整个大计划是由很多的小部分不同的人一起做出来的。
Verse 41. Now Andrew, the first thing Andrew thinks about after he has had fellowship with the Lord.Verse 41 of chapter 1. The very first thing is, what does he do? He thinks about his own brother.
他想到了自己的哥哥。所以你看安德烈亚当他得着耶稣以后他第一件事想到什么想他哥哥。
And you know, that is something because each of us have family connections. It might be a brother or sister or an uncle and aunt, a mother or father, a son or daughter. And we all want them to know the same Savior that we know, that we have fellowship with.
就像我们每一个人都有亲人啊，有可能是爸爸妈妈、孩子、哥哥、姐姐、弟弟、妹妹，啊，姑姑、阿姨。你当你认识得着这个主的时候呢，你总是愿意你的亲人第一时间去让他也能得着这个主。
Now, Andrew and Peter, they being brothers, they would have had very similar experiences.
安德烈和这个西门呢，他们是兄弟啊，他们有非常类似的经历。
Growing up in a godly home，
在一个比较属神的家庭长大的。
And Andrew was baptized by John and repented and was waiting for the Messiah. It's likely that Peter was too。
那安德烈呢，已经是施洗约翰替他施洗了，他也悔改了，等候神的国。那极有可能西门也是一样的。
And as he'sAndrew's there fellowshipping with the Lord. He said, "Peter's got to hear this too."
所以当安德烈跟主在一起有那个爱的团契的时候，他说：“哎呀，那彼得应该来这里，这个西门要来这里吧。”
And so he takes off here and to his brother Peter, and he says, "We, what is it? We have found the Messiah."
对，所以他就先找着自己的哥哥西门，也就是彼得，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了，就找到基督了。”
That is to say, the Christ.
这就是基督。
The Anointed One of God. And so, he brought him to Jesus, verse 42.
所以他就把他哥哥西门领到耶稣那里去了。
Now you find Jesus looking at him.
你看，耶稣就看着他。
He sees everything, doesn't he?
其实耶稣看见了所有的。
His name is Simon Bar Jonah.
他的名字叫西门巴约拿，这之后的地方讲过。
Simon, son of Jonah.
他说西门巴约拿的孩子。
Is Jonah was his father, and so his first name was Simon. The Lord looked through this man.What did he see?
耶稣看着这个人，他看见什么了？
Very good material there, do you think?
长得很好吗？
He saw the rock.
He saw the future, didn't he? The rock and the future.
他看见了他的未来啊，他已经看见了。
The man that appeared that day was, he was very impetuous. He acted quickly before he thought.
然后呢，这个人呢，这个时候的西门呢，是个什么样的人呢？他是个非常唐突、非常轻率的人。他是先行动再思考的人。
He'd be a good friend, but a terrible enemy.
但实际上他可以是个很好的朋友，但是其实会成为一个敌人。
He was a very, very strong character.
他有非常强的性格。
But somehow not very dependable at times.
很多时候呢，不是太可靠。
But that was Simon.
但这个是西门。
When the Spirit of God took hold of Simon, he would be a Peter.
当圣灵真的得着西门的时候呢，西门就成为彼得了。彼得就是石头。
He says, when Jesus looked at him, he not only looked at him what he was, but what he would become.
所以当耶稣看见他的时候呢，不是看他的过去是什么，要看他未来会成为什么。
Now, isn't that a good lesson for us?
这个是对我们一个不是很好的。
When we look at our brothers and sisters, sometimes we see them as they are.
因为当我们看彼此弟兄姊妹的时候，我们就只能看见现在了。
But we should look at them as the way that God looks at them, what they're going to be.
我们应该怎么看呢？我们应该看，用神的角度来看，看他未来会成什么样，不是看他现在是什么样的。
Why are they laughing so much? Same reason I'm laughing. Yes.
See, there's a potential involved in every person. Okay? We look at people and we say, well, you know, maybe nothing, you know? But God looks at a person and he sees there's a potential involved in that person. He could make that person a very different person than what he is. He's taken alcoholics that were into drugs and things like that. He could take that person and make that person a very great man of God. He sees them differently.
神看人真的是只看未来，他知道人未来是怎么样，所以他就愿意把人变成那样子，有潜力的。那他即使看见的是我们人看见的是一个酗酒的，那他会看见这个人未来会变成一个什么样子。所以我们人只是看见的。是现在的状况。
So he says you're going to be called Cephas, which, when translated, is Peter.
所以他在后面讲到四十二节后面说你要称为基法，基法翻译过来呢就是彼得。
Peter, I think, is a Greek name there, if I'm not mistaken, and Cephas is the Aramaic or close to Hebrew.
那基法和彼得是一个意思，但是是在不同的语种里。那基法是应该是希伯来语的，那彼得应该是希腊语的，但是一个意思。它的原意就叫石头，小石头。
So, the word Cephas or Peter means a stone.
基法或者彼得的就叫石头。
Was he saying?What was he saying? What was the Lord saying there?
上帝在想说什么呢？
A stone in the right place is a good thing.
一个石头在一个正确的地方呢，就是一件好事。
A stone in the wrong place is a dangerous thing.
那一个石头在错的地方呢，就是一件危险的东西。
You know, they used one of the methods that the Jews killed people was with stones.
犹太人打死人的一个方法就是用石头打死。
But they also built their houses out of them, didn't they?
当然了，石头也可以用来造房子。
圣殿。
And there's been so much confusion about Peter's name. I think we'll just take a look at Matthew chapter 16.
那关于彼得的名字呢，会有一些人会有困惑。那我们看一下马太福音的十六章。
The Roman Catholic Church, they've made a big deal about this.
因为呢，罗马的这个天主教会呢，他把这个事搞得很复杂。
Sorry, chapter, yes, 1620, is it? No, 16, 7, oh, well, we'll read from verse 15, but just want to mention the Roman Catholic Church, what they're saying is that the name Peter is a rock, which is not the translation. Peter is a stone, not a rock. And they say that the church is built on Peter. And the big cathedral in the Vatican is St. Peter's Cathedral. And they built, the church was built on Peter. It wasn't built on Peter. It was built on the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 所以呢，他们把这个大教堂叫圣彼得大教堂。那他觉得整个教会从那个时代以来的所有的教会呢，其实是建立在彼得这块石头上。啊，这个理解是不对的。教会是一定是建立在基督上面的，不可能是建立在彼得上。So
they claim that Peter was the first pope.
所以他们说呢，彼得就是第一任教皇啊，所以这就是教皇的来历。But
that's not true.
这不对，这不是事实。
He was crucified. Peter was crucified in Rome.
因为彼得是在罗马被钉死的，钉死十字架。And so, but
that's all. He never became a leader in the church in Rome.
对，他从来没有成为在罗马成为一个教会的领袖。They
killed him.
因为他们在罗马把他杀了。But
here in chapter Matthew chapter 16. The Lord Jesus took his disciples up to Caesarea Philippi, a place alone where they could be alone. They've been very busy.
那16章的13节，我们看耶稣呢，把他的门徒们带到了凯撒利亚菲利比，在那个地方呢，他们可以稍微单独待一阵，因为整个服事都太忙了。And
what he wants to do is to test his disciples, and he does so with a series of questions.
那他要做的呢，就开始用一系列比较严肃的问题呢，来测验一下他的门徒们。They'd
seen him. They'd seen him work miracles. They'd heard what he'd said. Now he's taking them. He's going to find out what they really think of him.
那他们也看见，耶稣行了很多神迹，也有很多的讲道，所以耶稣就想用这个机会呢，来看看门徒们到底认为他是谁。
But he doesn't ask them directly. It's indirectly.
他并不是直接问他们的。耶稣是比较间接的。He
wants them to think. Think things through a little bit.
他是启发他们去思考。So
he first of all, he says there in verse 13, Who do people say that I, the Son of Man, am?
所以他是这么来问门徒的。在13节说是人们说我人子就是耶稣是谁呢?
What are other opinions about me?
其他的世人他们是怎么样来说我的呢?
So some say, well, John the Baptist, or Elijah, or Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets.
所以他们说呢，有的说是约翰，施洗的人；有的说是以利亚；有的说是耶利米或先知中的一位。And
now they've had a chance to compare those prophets in their own minds to his ministry. He asks them, "What do you say?"
所以这时候呢，就有一个机会了。耶稣让他们把 耶稣和旧约他们讲到这些先知都可以做个对比，因为旧约先知做了什么都知道，然后呢，让门徒们自己得结论。那你们觉得我是谁？And
Peter, he is the one that always answers first, it seems.
那彼得来了哈，彼得总是那一个，他总是最快的能回答问题的那一个。But
Don't laugh at Peter because the Spirit of God will use whatever's available to him quickly.
但不要取笑彼得啊，因为圣灵会用彼得所有的当时所有的来做工。So
Peter says, "You're the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得说呢，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。He
said that by inspiration. You know that.
他是神圣灵感动他说的，你会你后面会看见。And
verse 17,
17节,
he says, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，就约拿的孩儿子西门呢，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你。
And I tell you that you are Peter. He's already named him earlier on, right? Peter, which means a stone.
我还要告诉你，你是彼得。
And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
So he's saying here, Simon, you're a stone, but it's upon this rock that I'm going to build my church. What rock is that?
所以他这里说呢，彼得你是石头，我要把我的教会建立在磐石上。石头和磐石是两个东西。
It's the rock of the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's upon this rock. That's what he's referring to. It's plain from the grammar and from the context.
所以这个石头，这个磐石是彼得刚才讲的，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子，这样的一个启示，所有的教会要建立在这个磐石上。
He says, you're Peter.
你是彼得。
But it's upon this rock that I'm going to build my church.
你是彼得，但是在你说的这个永生神的儿子这个基督上，我要建立教会。
And Peter certainly is one of the building stones that's built on that foundation.
那当然了，彼得是那个建筑的石头之一，他不是那个基石，不是那个大的磐石，他也是上面的一个放很多的石头，他是当中之一，没有问题。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, it says that the church was built upon the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone or the foundation of the church. The apostles' doctrine builds it, and then each living stone that trusts Christ, we too are Peter's living stones added to the Church of the Living God.
就像以弗所说二章二十节讲的，就是最终那个教会呢，是要耶稣基督自己为房角石，这个磐石是整座房子最基础的石头。那在这个基础上呢，使徒先知啊、以及我们历代、神的孩子们，就是上面造的那些石头小活石啊、然后慢慢造起来。
Now, Peter being available that day.He was given the keys to the kingdom, wasn't he? Two keys.
所以那天呢，彼得他神把天国的钥匙给他。
The first key was opened on the day of Pentecost to the Jews when he preached the gospel to the kingdom. He preached the gospel and opened up the kingdom of God to the Jew.
那有两把钥匙，一把呢就是在五旬节的时候。彼得讲那篇道呢，把天国的福音开启给了犹太人。
Then in Acts chapter 10, he sent down to the seacoast because there was a centurion, a Roman centurion named Cornelius, who was a Gentile. And there in the house of Cornelius, he opened up the other key to the kingdom to the Gentiles.
那在第十章《使徒行传》第十章的时候呢，那他又有一把钥匙开了，就是有一个。外邦人的百夫长叫哥尼流，哥尼流呢就请了彼得到他家里去，在那一次呢，哥尼流受洗得救了，他是得救的第一个外邦人，所有外邦人就从这个时候开始，这是彼得把福音给了外邦人，这把钥匙又打开了，一把给了犹太人，一把给了外邦人。
John was a stone, but he was only one stone in the building. And when his stone was laidThat was it. There became a greater one after him, and that was the Apostle Paul, the greatest of the apostles, wasn't he?
所以彼得是一块石头。那他的任务完成了以后呢？当他把门打开了以后，外邦人的使徒最大的是谁啊？是使徒保罗。是使徒保罗在后面又建立了更大的这个事工。但是这个钥匙是彼得开的。所以这就天国的钥匙讲的就是这个意思。
Yeah, sure.
You see, at this time, they didn't know the great mystery of the church. Okay? And even right up to the time of Cornelius, Peter didn't think that the gospel should be taken to the Gentiles. But as the Lord revealed to him more and more, he started realizing that this church, the Church of Christ, which they didn't know anything about before, the Jewish people didn't have any concept of this. It was a mystery that was hidden from them in the Old Testament, what Christ was going to do, how he was going to build his church. And as Peter realized that the gospel was open to the Gentiles, he opened the doors of the gospel to the Gentiles when he went to Cornelius. And then Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, and the Lord said to him, he must suffer great things. And he did suffer great things as he became apostle to the Gentiles. But at this time, when we're reading here, you have to understand that they didn't know what the church was about.
在这个时候呢, 其实他们并不知道教会到底什么意思, 主只是把这句话托付给他们, 其实他们根本不能明白, 直到, 彼得, 把两把钥匙给出去, 尤其是把外邦人的这个钥匙, 通过哥尼流, 把这个福音开启了, 传到外邦人之后, 然后保罗接着彼得, 彼得开始把这个福音广传在, 外邦人地的时候, 他们那时候才刚刚能够明白, 原来上帝要做这样的事情来建立教会，这个时候他们是不明白的。
I was hoping that we could get to the end of the chapter today, but I don't see. We only have about 10 minutes, and I don't see us going through because there are some precious things in regards to Philip's testimony to Nathanael and the encounter that Nathanael had with the Lord Jesus. It's very, I think it's very interesting and a very nice devotional for us. Things to learn, lessons to learn, which we'll look at next time. But I might just make a couple of other comments, and that is that we find here, I mentioned earlier that it was, this is the personal call of five disciples, not four, but five, because there's Andrew and John, disciples of John the Baptist. Then Andrew calls Peter. And Andrew is a perfect soul winner. As soon as his soul is satisfied with the Lord Jesus, he goes and tells his brother about that satisfaction. We found him. And isn't that our testimony? We can argue with people about religion, and we can never convince them. But when we express a personal experience, people know whether it's real or not. And that when we can witness of what reality that has taken place in our hearts, that's the most powerful witness that there is for a Christian.
So we originally planned 时间原因呢 ,43到51节呢 是一个非常宝贵的一段话，我不想今天赶时间，那我们就等放在下一次继续把它查完，因为菲利和拿丹叶的故事也非常好。那今天我们还有点时间呢，就短的做几个评论啊。那我们这第一点看一下，就是在这一章的最后一个部分呢，耶稣其实呼召了个人呼召了五个门徒，那安德烈 和没有收到的那个使徒就是约翰，那安德烈自己得着了以后呢，他就很高兴的告诉他的哥哥西门，然后接着呢，后面马上又来了腓力和拿但业，那安德烈的这个故事呢，其实是我们每一个人经常都会碰到的，什么意思呢？就是安德烈当他自己跟主同住了，他真的得着主了以后呢，他就特别高兴的去告诉他的亲人，告诉他的哥哥。那我们都知道呢，我们人和人之间呢，会有 分享呢，会分享宗教。如果你想去告诉别人一个宗教呢，你很难说服别人，有陷入争论。但是安德烈呢，是在讲他的经历，是从他心里出来的感受，这个才是真正的把人带到神那里去。他不是一个宗教，是他自己跟神同住了以后，他自己的感受。这就是我们的见证，就是我们得救信主以后，我们的见证呢，就是把自己 经历主，我是怎么改变的，我是怎么看见的，来告诉别人，这个是最有力的证据，这好过一切逻辑理性去辩论的那个宗教。
嗯，对。
Yeah, may I say something? It's our human nature to relate to reality. Okay? So when the Lord's speaking here in this portion, that he was totally moved by what he, when he spent time with the Lord, and he realized that this is the Messiah, the promised one. It made such an impression on his heart. That person was not the same again.But we as human beings, when we see a person that's been enslaved with, you know, alcoholism and drugs and bad things and everything, and they find Christ, and their eyes are open, their understanding is open, and they repent of their sins of what they are, and they cling to the Savior for salvation, people see, I see, you see, and their friends see, their family see,a change in this person, what he used to be and what he is now. There is something that has really taken place. There's a reality involved in that.
所以最重要的是当一个人真的改变了之后啊，比如说他以前是被酗酒抓住的，被很多地上的事情所捆绑的时候呢，他的身边的人都看见了，他自己也知道，所以当他真的得着神，他悔改了，他愿意去得着神的那个恩典，那他的这个转变是一个巨大的见证，对他身边的人，对他自己都知道这是一个不可能的事情而发生了，所以这样的见证是非常重要
的。You know, God tells us that it's the goodness of God that leads sinners to repentance. And when they see sinners repented and saved and on to a new life,People take notice of that. And they see that there's something there. They want to investigate. They want to look into. And they hopefully they will find.
因为神说呢，这是他的大能来带领一个罪人悔改。所以当一个人在自己的一切的辖制和捆绑里，当他发生改变的时候，他身边的人会很好奇的，到底发生了什么？什么让他有这么大的变化？那他们就会去了解，什么改变了这个人的心。什么改变了他以前所受的捆绑，让他得到自由。
Just one more thought. I'm going to go back a little bit to the disciples when they came, when the Lord Jesus said, "Come and see," the place that he was staying. They perhaps were not very impressed by the place, but.It was the person that they were looking for.
那我们稍微往前回到最后再讲一点，就讲这个当门徒们要去看拉比在哪里住的时候呢，耶稣带他们去，那他们感受印象深刻的一定不是他住的地方环境，一定是这个人。
I was thinking of the Lord Jesus. Even though he had no place on earth, his home was in the very bosom of the Father, the very heart of God. He never left that spot.
所以我在想耶稣呢，虽然他在地上没有一个有形体面豪华的住处，但是他的家呢始终是在父神的怀里，他永远没有离开过那个地方。
And so the Lord Jesus in the world had nowhere to lay his headAnd when he called his disciples, he was calling them to the same, you might say, pilgrimage. As strangers in the world, were pilgrims, were passing through the world.
所以人子耶稣在地上是没有枕头的地方，所以当他呼召他的门徒的时候，他是呼召他进到了一个什么样的生活呢？进到了一个地上是寄居的，他的未来，他的家乡是在天上的，它是一个朝圣的过程，就是走向这个未来的这么一个过程。
Now we all live in really nice places.
我们都住在一个特别漂亮的城市。
And so God isn't telling us to give all that up and become homeless people.
上帝并不是教导我们说把这些都没了，成为一个无家可归的人。
But like it, we all should keep in mind the relative value of the things of the earth and what He promises in heaven.
所以我们总是要记得呢，神在这里教导我们的意思是，地上的事情、地上的价值总是相对的暂时的。啊，你和永恒相比，地上都是过程，都是暂时的。
Turn to John chapter 14.
那我们看一下约翰福音的十四章。
And verse 1, we'll read just the first three verses that I want to refer to there.
那我们看一下十四章的一到三节。
You can, I'll read one word at a time. Verse 1.
Okay. 你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Their hearts were troubled because he had told them that he was leaving them.
因为这个背景是当他们耶稣告诉他们他要走的时候呢，他的门徒们就开始忧虑了。
For 3.5 years, they had depended on him, enjoyed his fellowship, and he had cared for them over every difficulty.
那在三年半里这么长的时间里，那他们在一起，神。耶稣看顾他们的需要，他们也依靠耶稣。
He was their father.
他就像父一样。
And now he's saying he's going to leave them.
那现在说他说他要走了。
And they don't feel they're ready for that.
然后门徒们都不觉得他们预备好了。
And they're not.
他的确没有预备好。
But what he tells them then in verse 2, if you'll read.
那二节他怎么说呢？在我父的家里有许多住处。若是没有，我就早已经告诉你们，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In verse 1 it says, Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
所以一节里面他讲了两遍，他说第一遍说你们要信神，第二遍说你要信我。
See, he's going to another place.
因为他要去另外一个地方。
He says, In my father's house are many rooms, many places of abode.
在我父的家里有许多的住处。
The King James puts it very elegantly, many mansions.
King James 的版本直接用的是个就很多大厦。
And he says, and then he affirms that by saying, if it were not so, I would have told you.
他特别强调，他若是没有，我就告诉你们，肯定是有的。
And not only that.But he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to prepare a place for you individually.
他说我去呢，就是要给你们每一个人去预备地方。
And he says, and then he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you to myself.
他说我若去呢，为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
That's what they wanted him, didn't they?
这就是他们想要他的地方。
He says, don't worry, I'm going to prepare a place for you, then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to receive you to myself and my father's house.
不要担心了，我要给你们预备地方，预备地方呢，我就是还要再回来把你们接去。
So that where I am, there you might be also.
他说我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Forever.
直到永远。
When he's there and...Early on, when he first met them, he said, "Come and see where I'm staying."
就在那天早晨，他说：“哎呀，来吧，看我们住，看我住在哪里。”
Someday he's going to call us and say, "Come on up to my permanent home."
有一天他会说：“来吧，来看看我们永恒的家。”
You know, it's a picture of the Old Testament when a marriage took place. The bridegroom would go to where the bride was living.And the engagement would take place, and then the bridegroom would leave and go back to his father's house and prepare a place for his bride. And then he would come again, and it could be within a year or a little longer, and take his bride home to be with him forevermore. Beautiful picture.
这是一模一样的旧约的一个以色列人娶妻的图景啊。那当以色列人娶妻的时候呢，新郎呢？会第一次先到新娘的家，有个定亲，完了呢，新郎会走的，去哪呢？ 回自己的家干什么呢？预备住处，然后呢还要再回去，一般呢要晚一些时候，大概一年呢、一年半呢，再回去干什么呢？把新娘接到自己家里，他预备的那个住处。所以这是一模一样的途径啊，就是耶稣告诉我们就是这样的途径。那我们继续来做个祷告啊，就是今天就结束了。我们的天上的父，谢谢您啊、您是何等的爱我们，把这些如金子般的话语赐给我们，成为我们的生命。父啊，您不但赐给我们救恩，您更赐给我们永恒的居所啊，让我们在永恒里能与你有爱的团契。我们谢谢您啊、借着耶稣啊、所成就的救恩，谢谢您啊、借着门徒们的话，让我们明白您是何等的在乎我们啊、你愿意跟我们有啊、家的爱的关系啊、谢谢您，也求您得着我们每一位人，每一位失丧的羊啊、把这样的福音，把这样的真理啊、浇灌进我们的心，是吧？我们要赞美您，祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。